The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Lily Defo
and Baba Yakubu.
In the headlines, Ghana turns 57 tomorrow. Prison service redesignates top positions. 18th Ghana International Trade Fair opens. Two charged for conspiring to enlist unsuspecting people into immigration service. And more protests in Venezuela as first anniversary of President Hugo Chavez's death is marked. First, a summary with Barbara Yakubu.
Finishing touches are being put in place at the Black Star Square in Accra, which will be the center of attraction for Ghana's Independence Parade tomorrow. President John Mahama is expected to address a national parade of school children and a contingent of security personnel. Meanwhile, President Mahama is expected to present the President's Special Awards to pupils who excelled in last year's BECE in their regions. The Ghana Prison Service has made changes in the title and designation of its top management. The change is to clear ambiguities that distort the uniqueness of the ranking system, which makes it difficult for the public to differentiate between senior management and ordinary administration designations of social security services in the country. A statement signed by its Chief Public Relations Officer, DSP Vitalis Aye, notes that, for instance, the Director General of Prisons will now be called Controller General of Prisons. Meanwhile, two persons have appeared before the Accra Circuit Court for forging documents for the enlistment of people into the Ghana Immigration Service. They are Sadat Karim, a farmer, and Adams Mahama, a businessman. Both men have denied the offense. The presiding judge, Ellen Amwa, remanded the accused persons into custody because they may jump bail. The case has been adjourned to the 18th of this month. The 18th Ghana International Trade Fair has opened in Accra. The fair enables the business community to showcase its public products to the public. In an address, the Minister of Trade and Industry, Haruna Idrisu, indicated that government to create the right environment to enable foreign businesses to forge partnerships with Ghanaian businesses for sustainable and mutually beneficial business. And thousands of protesters in Venezuela have marched through the streets of Caracas, shouting slogans against the socialist government of Nicolas Maduro. Tension is high ahead of planned events to mark the first anniversary of the death of President Hugo Chavez.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news now in detail. Ghana marks its 57th independence anniversary tomorrow with parades across the country. The Black Star Square in Accra will be the center of attraction as President John Mahama addresses a national parade of school children and contingents of security personnel. The theme for this year's celebration is Building a Better and Prosperous Ghana Through Patriotism and National Unity. We bring you a Newsdesk report.
Parades will be held in all districts and regional capitals where representatives of the president will take the national salute and read the head of state speech. Key concerns raised over the years have had to do with the relevance of the celebration, especially where thousands of school children are placed at the mercy of the sun. Apart from the Independence Parade, the finals of the school's debate came off on Monday and presentation of President's Award to students who excelled in the BECE last year is scheduled for today, as well as a public lecture. Religious denominations also took turns to pray for the country from last Friday to Sunday. Tonight, the reenactment of the Declaration of Independence will evoke memories and emotions at the venue where Kwame Nkrumah made his famous declaration that tied Ghana's umbilical cord to the rest of Africa. Ghana rose to become a torchbearer of African liberation, a struggle that ended 113 years of British colonial rule. The independence on 6th March 1957 was the first in sub-Saharan Africa and became a rallying point for other African countries to demand freedom from colonial rule.
And that was the Newsdesk report on Ghana's 57th independence anniversary tomorrow.
Meanwhile, the police administration will tomorrow close some selected principal streets in Accra for the 57th Independence Anniversary Parade. The roads to be affected include the 28th February road from the SEPS headquarters to the Castle Junction, the Osu Cemetery traffic light to the Accra Sports Stadium, the Starless 95 road at the Ministry's traffic lights, and from the crossroad towards the Independence Arc. A statement issued by the police, however, gave the assurance that special arrangements have been put in place to minimize any inconvenience. It's at the forecourt of the State House, the Accra International Conference Center, the Intercontinental Bank Car Park, the Osu Cemetery Car Park, the Accra Sports Stadium Car Park, and the Ministry's areas have been earmarked for car parking for those attending the program. It further said traffic police officers will be available to direct and assist motorists to appropriate car parks and diverted roads. Motorists are advised to avoid parking within the perimeter of the circle around the Independence Arc and on the verges of the road's closure to the area and adhere to the road diversions to ease traffic. Motorists and the general public are once again urged to cooperate with the police to ensure effective traffic management.
And still on the anniversary, the National Planning Committee for the 57th Independence Celebration at the Black Star Square has cautioned the public to comport themselves and cooperate with security personnel detailed to their grounds. Accredited media men must also comply with ground rules to avoid confrontation with security personnel. Briefing a cross-section of the media at the Ministry of Information and Media Relations, a member of the committee, Bright Mensah, said all unaccredited persons, including the media, will not be allowed onto the parade grounds.
The Coalition of Farmers' Rights and Advocacy says they intend to carry out a demonstration on Thursday, despite calls by the police to suspend it. Spokesperson of the group, Ernesto Yeboah, told Agatha Samoa on Behind the News that the proposed date, which is the 6th of March, was chosen by the group because it is a public holiday and will attract more people to join the demonstration.
I met the deputy regional police commander together with his staff, and they proposed that we change the date because of logistical constraints. But then we also argued, look, that particular day is non-negotiable. And the reason why we are saying that is, one, apart from the fact that we are a credible organization, and the notice of demonstration is signed by somebody who is not seen to be lawless, Samia Yaba Nkrumah, who is the chairman and leader of the Convention People's Party, and indeed chairman for this particular coalition. Therefore, the organizers of the demonstration are not faceless, so that if anything goes wrong, we can all be held accountable one way or the other. We are supposed to meet them in 48 hours, which would be tomorrow. This evening, the coalition is meeting and will be deciding finally and then putting everything on paper and handing it to the police.
So you meet the police on this issue? You are not going ahead with the demonstration?
So we meet the police on this issue. We are going ahead with our demonstration as planned. And like we are saying, let's dismiss this impression that is being created that somehow the police have a certain power to decide on who to allow to embark on a demonstration. The Constitution only says we should notify the police within 5 working days, and that's exactly what we have done, and especially in accordance with the Public Order Act.
Ernesto Yeboah is a spokesperson of the Coalition of Farmers' Rights and Advocacy. The Greater Accra Police Public Relations Officer, DSP Fimantete, however, appealed to the court to grant an injunction to stop the demonstration, since the police are not in a position to provide security on the day of the demonstration.
We cannot stop any group from embarking on a demonstration because it's a constitutional provision. What we can do is to appeal to a court of competent jurisdiction to stop a group from embarking on a demonstration. If we are not in a position to provide security, if we are not comfortable and we believe something untoward can happen, all for reasons that is convincing enough for the court of the land. So these are bases upon which a demonstration can be stopped, can be rescheduled.
So what would you do? Should they go ahead on Thursday?
Well, what is important is that we have a law. We have the public order law or the act that spells out the action that the police should take in an event that that law is breached, or a group that decides to embark on a demonstration and has been advised against it. So we will resort to the law. We will ensure that we enforce that the public order act, the latter. So in effect, we have to go to court.
Greater Accra Police Public Relations Officer, DSP Freeman Tete.
Domestic flights have resumed after they came to a halt yesterday at the Kotoka International Airport following a strike by the Ghana Air Traffic Controllers Association. Quite a number of domestic passengers were stranded. International flights were, however, not affected. The Minister of Transport, Jifa Tivo, who confirmed this to Radio Ghana, said what the workers were agitating against was not salary related. Earlier, Madame Mativo met with striking workers to discuss their grievances. She expressed dissatisfaction with developments after she had met the executive of the association to discuss issues. She said issues raised at the meetings have been referred to the board of directors.
Whilst we continue the discussion, so the flights have resumed. I even went to the departure hall and the passengers were boarding. I had the opportunity to apologize to them and assure them of the safety of our SL services. So they are okay. They've resumed work. They've resumed work at all their stations, from Tamale, Tapuadi, Obuasi, everywhere. And a communique has been issued.
Meanwhile, the president of the Ghana Air Traffic Controllers Association, Michael Achimu, also confirmed to Radio Ghana that members have resumed work. His domestic flights began at 2 p.m. yesterday.
I will not say it's a strike. It was reduction in service, precisely with regards to domestic. But the international flights were working. But as at 2 p.m., we called it off after having a discussion with the minister, our management, and later on a call from the chief of staff, assuring us that the president was aware and was concerned and that he will act swiftly to resolve the issues for us. With the promise from the chief of staff, the president, I think we'll hold on for now. I believe that the president will sort us out.
President of the Ghana Air Traffic Controllers Association, Michael Achimu. Our correspondent who visited the Kumasi Airport yesterday also confirmed that domestic flights have resumed.
Because of the aviation strike, staff of the aviation service strike, Kumasi Airport became so busy that passengers who had booked to be taken to Accra had to wait till around 3:30 when the first flight left Kumasi for Accra. And when I visited the airport, I could see that the passengers were busy. The staff are helping the passengers to check in because I have been told that almost all those around will be flown to Accra definitely because strike had just been called off, and the appeal to the passengers was that they have to accept the apology because it wasn't a deliberate effort to delay their flight, and therefore definitely they will all be flown to Accra. I also had interaction with some of the passengers who had been here since morning and are happy that at long last the strike has been called off, and therefore they will be able to make their journey. 2:40 flight has just taken off. Amtrak is also waiting for its turn to go, and very soon another flight will also arrive from Accra to also take some of the stranded passengers back to Accra. So the situation has now returned to normalcy, and that passengers are now happy, even though they have been delayed. It is said it is better late than none. They will be late their journey back to Accra, or those who want to continue from Accra to elsewhere. And they are hoping that their booking from Accra to wherever they wanted to continue to will also not be affected. For Radio Ghana, Thomas Nsoadi, Kumasi Airport.
And he was reporting on the situation at the Kumasi Airport yesterday.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, and the major stories. Ghana turns 57 tomorrow. Prison service redesignates top positions. 18th Ghana International Trade Fair opens. Two charges of conspiring to enlist unsuspecting people into immigration service and more protests in Venezuela as first anniversary of President Hugo Chavez's death is marked.
Radio Ghana, leading the news challenge with credible information.
The Ghana Prison Service has made changes in the title and designation of its top management. The changes to clear ambiguities that distort the uniqueness of the ranking system, which often makes it difficult for the public to differentiate between senior management and ordinary administration designations of sister security services in the country. A statement signed by its Chief Public Relations Officer, DSP Vitalis Aye, notes that the Director General of Prisons will now be called Controller General of Prisons. Deputy Director General is Deputy Controller General of Prisons. Director of Prisons will be called Controller of Prisons. Deputy Director of Prisons is Deputy Controller of Prisons. And Assistant Director of Prisons, now Assistant Controller of Prisons. The statement adds that all other ranks below remain unchanged.
As we recall, the prison service is undergoing a series of reforms, first from punitive to correction. As we need to understand, prisons are set up to punish people who offended the law. They are moving from that punitive aspect to corrective aspect. And the prisons were a part of Her Majesty's Civil Service in Ghana. And that is where we're having directors being used as a rank for the higher officials. We realize today that director is an administrative title which is used in most areas. And again, the Ghana Prison Service is a part of the African Correctional Services Association, which are all term controller or commissioner general. So as a member of that association as well, we need to go by what they have so that we don't confuse the system with administrative titles as again the ranking system that runs the prison service and other super service.
So but will this change of name or change of titles or designation in any way affect or improve the performance of the service?
It will not affect the performance of the service. They're going to set clear guidelines with regards to whose title is what. For example, you go to a sister service and the director, the person in charge of transport is called director of transport, director of radio. That is just an office. In the police service, in the Ghana Armed Forces, you have a director that is the rank of maybe a DSP, the rank of an ASP. You come to the prison service, you don't inherit it. A director is supposed to be a higher person. So people get confused with regards to these things. The changes will be that now we are going in line with what it's normal to be, what is current to be with regards to the African Correctional Services Association mandate to have reforms all across boards, including the change of nomenclature as we have done this time around.
And that was the Chief Public Relations Officer of the Ghana Prison Service, DSP Vitalis Aye.
The president of the Ghana Association of Sausage Producers, Makafu Isego, has refuted allegations that pork is used to produce sausage in Ghana. He said manufacturers rather use beef, turkey and mechanical deboned chicken for production. Speaking to Agatha Asamoah on Behind the News, Mr. Sebowo said the sausage business has gone down after a video was released on the internet showing how sausage is produced using pork.
We don't use pork, and we also don't use what he said on air. He said we use chemicals. We don't use chemicals. We use salt, spices, food starch, and then red pepper. I mean, just everything that we consume day to day. In that one, we use beef. We use mechanically deboned turkey, and then mechanically deboned chicken. And it is produced locally here in Ghana, telling the public that what we do in Ghana is very wholesome. Mm-hmm. We want to clear the air so that everybody knows that we are manufacturing sausage and in the proper manner, because we are being regulated and we have been law-abiding so far. That is why the Food and Drugs Board will give us certificate for our premises and also even for the product that we channel.
The acting head of Industrial Food Department of the Food and Drugs Authority, Kofi Esso, noted that the FDA does not forbid the use of pork in manufacturing sausage, but rather their duty is to make sure foods are safe for consumption. He therefore urged sausage manufacturers to declare the type of meat used in producing their sausage.
Whether people use pork, they use pork, they use any other meat, the issue is not that pork is edible in the first place. And there's no law that says that you cannot use pork in the production of sausage. If a manufacturer decides to use pork or beef or chicken, what the manufacturer would do is to first and foremost declare the source, the type of meat that he has used in the production of that particular sausage. And so if someone is using chicken in producing a sausage, it will be declared on the product. The Food and Drugs Authority's mandate that it does not rule out the use of pork in the production of sausage. Don't let us create that impression and make it look like pork is forbidden meat in the food industry. We all eat pork. People eat pork. Some people don't eat pork because of religious affiliation. For example, they eat Muslims. And so if someone knows that a particular product is made of pork, people will not touch it if his religion prevents him to do that. Otherwise, whatever meat that person uses is declared on the packaging of that particular sausage product.
Kofi Asel is the acting head of Industrial Food Department of the Food and Drugs Authority.
The Minister of Fisheries and Aquaculture Development, Bayon Belijo, says the ministry will do all it can to deliver the needed support to improve fish farming in the country to significantly enhance fish production locally. According to him, the importation of tilapia into the country is threatening the fisheries sector. Mr. Belijo said this during a working visit accompanied by the Israeli Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Yair Shamir. They paid a working visit to Ranman Fish Feed West Africa to familiarize themselves with the production of fish feed for the local and international markets at Pramprom.
Foreign and local investors have been encouraged to identify the vast resources in Gunjaland for investment. The resources, when exploited, will not only provide employment for the youth, but also make a significant impact on the GDP of the country. The chief executive of the Millennium Development Authority, Martin Esson Benjamin, made the appeal at the first Gunjaland Economic Forum in Accra. He said though private-public partnership is needed to develop the country, district regional authorities, as well as traditional rulers, they have a key role to play in the development of the communities. We bring you a report by Antoinette Abba.
The two-day forum brought together kings and overlords of the Gonja traditional area, as well as prominent citizens who have excelled in their various fields. Gonja land has a population of over 600,000. It occupies 19% of the landscape of Ghana. Apart from agricultural produce, mineral resources such as gold, limestone, diamond, and potential hydrocarbon can be found in Gonja land. Mr. Son Benjamin noted that the forum, which is an entirely new opportunity, will not only examine the failures of the past, but also brainstorm on ensuring a sustainable development of the area. He urged citizens of Gonja to formulate ideas that will speed up the implementation of any project that will attract investors.
Required of stakeholders for robust price formation that will speed up the implementation of any project that eventually be attracted to Gonja. These persons who are believed to include members of the Gonja representation must be able to continually target and invite the participation of locally based stakeholders as well as representatives from government and businesses. Gonja must target and invite credible investors to participate in the development of the
economy of Gunjaland. Chief Executive of Millennium Development Authority, Martin Esson Benjamin.
The Minister of Trade and Industry, Harina Idrisu, says government will create the right environment to enable foreign businesses forge partnerships with their Ghanaian counterparts for sustainable and mutually beneficial business. Speaking at the official opening of the 18th Ghana International Trade Fair in Accra, the minister said this would encourage the international community to focus attention on the Ghanaian economic and business agenda in the years ahead.
The Adame Bridge at Atimpoku in the Isujamain district of the Eastern Region will be closed to motorists and commuters on the 10th of this month. The closure of the 56-year-old bridge is to enable rehabilitation works to be carried on it. The closure of the bridge is as a result of the completion and certification of two ferries to carry passengers and cargo from Old Akradi to St. Chi Junction to link up the main Kong Tema Accra Road. The two ferries which are thoroughly inspected by the Ghana Maritime Authority, Ghana Highway Authority and the Volta Lake Transport Company were certified by Jason Bridgen from the Netherlands.
Parliament has begun debate on the State of the Nation address delivered by President John Mahama on the 25th of last month. Moving the motion for the start of the debate, the MP for Tamale South and Minister of Trade and Industry, Haruna Idrisu, said the President outlined in clear terms how government is poised to address challenges facing the country. He said government is laying the foundation to build a solid economy that would put people first. Mr. Idrisu said government is supporting the private sector by way of building its capacity to enable it to expand to create jobs and grow the economy.
The Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alhaji Collins Dauda, has charged managers of the country's water resources to work assiduously to ensure that every Ghanaian enjoy potable and affordable water supply by 2025. He said government is committed to provide the necessary resources to achieve this aim. Alhaji Collins Dauda was speaking at the inauguration of three boards under his ministry. They are the Water Resources Commission, Ghana Water Company, and the Community Water and Sanitation Agency. He asked members of the board to do everything possible to protect the country's water bodies by eliminating all threats against safe water delivery.
Fresh water resources constitute one of the most vital resources of every nation. The need to regulate, protect and harness such a resource and put it into judicious use for the benefit of the people are the main reasons for constituting board of directors. The Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Collins Dauda, is alarmed at the rate at which the country's water bodies are being polluted. He said government spends huge sums of money to treat water to make it safe for drinking. Mr. Dauda therefore charged the new board to fashion up mechanisms to deal with the pollution menace.
As a people, we look on for people to destroy our water bodies, and if our water bodies get destroyed, what happens to us as a people? If you take the river Prat from where we draw water to serve the people of Sekendi Taprade, another part of the country, that river, which used to be very clean, is now polluted as a result of Galamsey activity. In fact, most of our water bodies have been attacked by Galamsey activities or Galamseyers. We need to collaborate with other stakeholders to deal with this menace. We have a responsibility to protect these water bodies, and therefore anybody who tries to undermine this, for me, is a saboteur to the development of this country.
That was the Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alhaji Collins Dauda, ending a report by Brighton Trauma and Richard Iswama.
Two persons who forged documents for the enlistment of a number of people into the Ghana Immigration Service have appeared before an Accra Circuit Court. Sadat Karim, a farmer, and Adams Mahama, a businessman, are charged with conspiracy. Karim is on additional charges of forgery of documents and 12 counts of fraud, while Mahama faces a charge of attempting to commit crime. Both men have denied the offense. Prosecuting Chief Inspector Jubiok Michaels said Karim defrauded a number of people, including one Patrick Boaten, a trader in Kumasi, for a transaction. He told Boaten he was in the business of enlisting people for the Immigration Service and managed to convince him. Subsequently, Boaten made payments for the enlistment of his nephew and linked some of the complainants to Karim. Various payments were then paid. Were then made to him, but Karim fails to honor his word as he issued forged immigration forms to the complainants. A report was lodged with the police and Karim was arrested. Mahama, who assisted with the distribution of the fake immigration forms, was later arrested when he also attempted to defraud the complainants. A publication of the two was put in the media, and eight other complainants showed up at the police station to identify the accused persons. The two are said to have used the same mode of operation to defraud others. The presiding judge, Ellen Amwa, remanded the accused persons into custody, noting that given the counts of offense involved and the prosecution's intention to add more, the accused persons may jump bail. The case has been adjourned to the 18th of this month.
And thousands of protesters in Venezuela have marched through the streets of Caracas, shouting slogans against the socialist government of Nicolas Maduro. They also demanded the release of dozens of activists detained since demonstrations began a month ago.
Tension is high ahead of planned events to mark the first anniversary of President Hugo Chavez's death later today. Send the news a main point again. Finishing touches are being put in place at the Black Star Square in Accra, which will be the center of attraction for Ghana's Independence Parade tomorrow. Meanwhile, President Mahama is expected to present the President's Special Awards to pupils who excelled in last year's BECE in their regions today. The Ghana Prison Service has made changes in the title and designation of its top management. The change is to clear ambiguities that distort the uniqueness of the ranking system, which often makes it difficult for the public to differentiate between senior management and ordinary administration designations of sister security services in the country. Meanwhile, two persons have appeared before the Accra Circuit Court for forging documents for the enlistment of people into the Ghana Immigration Service. They are Sadat Karim, a farmer, and Adams Mahama, a businessman. Both men have denied the offense. And thousands of protesters in Venezuela have marched through the streets of Caracas, shouting slogans against the socialist government of Nicolas Maduro. The tension is high ahead of planned events to mark the first anniversary of President Hugo Chavez's death later today. The news was presented by Barbara Yakubu
and Lily Defoe in Accra.